Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
First this morning, though, there's a man somewhere in Dublin city centre who has a very important job today. Our own Patrick Keelty, Late Late Show host, is the Grand Marshal of the Dublin St. Patrick's Day Parade. Paddy, good morning to you. And where are you right now?
Currently, I am at the breakfast for the St. Patrick's Day Festival in the Chocolate Factory. The playing has already started here in the corner. The atmosphere is building and it's shaping up for a great day.
And how will you be travelling around, Patrick? What mode of transport have they given you today?
I have no idea. I am told that I will be at the front of the parade in an open-top car. I woke up this morning, I looked out of the window, and the fact that the sun was shining here in Dublin means that that is a good call. I have my thermals on just for all eventualities, so we'll be ready to go.
Are you wearing your shamrock?
I have the shamrock on here at the moment. There's other shamrocks on standby as the day goes on, Miriam. As you know, things can always take a turn into another road on St. Patrick's Day if your name is Patrick. So let's see how we go.
In all seriousness, Patrick, what does it mean to you as someone, you know, who went to school in Downpatrick to be asked to be the Grand Marshal today?
You're currently talking to the proudest man in Ireland today. You know, for me, I was born in Downpatrick, went to school there, passed St. Patrick's grave pretty much every day on the walk to school. And yet, because of how things were there as a kid, there was no parade in Downpatrick. You know, that was only something that came in later years whenever we had the peace process and people started to get together. And so you would go to school in Downpatrick. There was the Green High, that was the Protestant school. You had the Red High, that was the Catholic school. And it's not lost on me, you know, having St. Patrick so much in my childhood and yet people not together, that things have completely changed. People are moving forward together. This year, there's going to be a brilliant parade, as always, in Downpatrick. And for me to make the journey from there to here and be even a small part of this parade today makes me so proud.
And your mum must clearly be very proud of you. And I assume in a morning like this, Paddy, I've spoken to you before, you think of your dad as well.
Absolutely. It's what's funny is, just the secret of comedy is always time and Miriam, and just as we came on air, there was another phone call actually beeping through on the phone, and that was Mary Keelty at Dundrum. So as soon as I talk to you, I'm gonna be ringing her. The start of the parade, as we know, when it comes down O'Connell Street, whenever we were lucky enough to win the minor All-Ireland in 87, we ended up in the Gresham Hotel, and my dad would have been toasting that with a brandy and lemonade. So I know if he had been here today, and wherever he is looking down on us, I'd say the brandy is already poured here for the day that's in it.
Final question to let you go and talk to Mary, never mind be the Grand Marshal. Busy household. Have you tried to explain to your boys what this tradition is?
The boys are sat down in front of the TV. They're going to be watching it on the player. The good news about this weekend is that this weekend is going to have a happy ending. Last weekend, myself and the two boys, they had their Ireland jerseys on. I had my Ireland jersey on. Kat had just flown back from America. She was working there for 7 weeks. So she had all of her family down from Birmingham. So you can imagine what that was like, Miriam, in a house full of English people as that English drop goal went over last weekend. So the good news is the boys are in the same jerseys this weekend to watch their dad, but the result is going to be different.
Well, look, Patrick, have a brilliant time today. Thanks for taking the time to speak to me. It's so well deserved. And of course, the Dublin Parade starts at midday today, running from Parnell Square down O'Connell Street and ending at the Cuff Street, Kevin Street Junction. Have a brilliant time, Paddy. Thanks for chatting to me.
Miriam, thank you so much for having me on.
Mind yourself.